Too quick, too fast, too methodical, too fast. Nothing to look at.
I like it.
More interesting.
What?
No, we're talking about the kid.
Okay. Let's go. We're on tape. Be careful what you say. Kasa was that. You wrote a shchimra, a person who's dying. He wrote all of his property over to one person, then he wrote over to another person. Rav says he can't renege on the deal, and the first guy who he wrote it to gets it. Rabbi Abba Bar Chuna and Rabbi Yochanan both said he has the right to renege and take it from the first guy and give it to the second guy. Hey Chavida, what's the case? Let's talk about slaves, says the Gemara. Although it doesn't say explicitly, let's talk about slaves here, but that's the idea. Hoya Rabbo Rishon, let's say the first master, the guy who's dying, Vasheni, and the second guy, meaning the first guy he intends to give it to, is Reuven. Reuven owns a slave, right? He's dying. So he gives the slave to Shimon. Both of them are Kohanim. Rishon Vasheni Kohen, Vashlishi, so the third guy, the second one, Reuven reneged on the deal, and then he gave it to Shimon, to Levi, and Levi's Yisroel. So then, this is going to be the machlokas. Altaita to Rav, according to Rav, who says, you can't, once Reuven gave it to Shimon, he can't renege on the deal, give it to Levi. Yochel lechel betruma. So he can eat betruma, the slave belongs first to a Kohen, his original owner was a Kohen. His second owner is a Kohen. He's not allowed to renege on the deal. Reuven's not allowed to renege. So therefore, the slave gets to eat truma. Al das to Rabbi Abba Bar Chuna, Rabbi Yochanan, however, when Rabbi Abba Bar Chuna and Rabbi Yochanan, who hold that Reuven, the dying Kohen, can renege on the deal and take the gift away from Shimon and gave it to Levi. So according to him, since Levi is Yisrael, Eino Yochel Lecho B'Truma. So therefore, the slave can no longer eat Truma. Right? Again, because the machlokas is whether you can renege on the first give and give it to the second guy. And the answer is that it's a machlokas. And depending on whether the gift can be reneged upon or not be reneged upon, you're going to have these ramifications. Okay? So says the Gemara further, Hakomodim, everybody agrees, Shimei Rabo Rishon Yisrael, if the first master was Yisrael, Eino Ochel Betruma. If the first master, in other words, the guy who gives the gift, Reuven, who's the dying person, is Yisrael, even he gives a slave as a gift to a Kohen, it's a Tamat Nashchimera, we don't let the Eved eat Truma. Why don't we let the Eved eat Truma? Because maybe the master will survive. And if the master survives, so then, in that case, obviously he gets the Eved back, so therefore the Eved never had the right to eat Truma, so therefore, even though he gave it to a Kohen, while he was in the possession of the Kohen, he's not allowed to eat Truma.
That's his only slave.
Who's only slave?
The dying man.
Oh, he gave over, no, if he gave over all his property, it's worse, than he for sure can renege. You're talking about if he had other property other than the slave. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't discuss that. You're right. In that case, he wouldn't be able to be chayzerbo, so the slave could eat truma. Rabbi Yossi Brabibon b'shem Rav Chuna said, the Mishnah is a riot to Rabbi Abba Bar Chuna Rabbi Yochanan. Which Mishnah? It says, Bori Shekosav Daitiki. I don't know if it's a Mishnah or Brisa. It's a Masnisa. Masnisa Mesele Rabbi Abba Bar Chuna Rabbi Yochanan. What does it say in the Brisa? Bori Shekosav Daitiki, a well person who wrote a will and testament. Oshchimira, or a person who's dying. Shekosav Matana, who wrote a gift. Chozerbo, he's allowed to renege. A well person can renege on his will as long as the will has not yet.
Excuse me. A little bit quieter, please.
In a case where a person wrote a will, right? He wrote a will and he's well. He's a healthy person. Person wrote a will. Chozerbo, he's allowed to renege as long as he hasn't yet died, because obviously the will only takes effect after he dies. So Boris Kosov died to give Shchimira, or a person who's dying, Shekosov Matana, who wrote a gift. A Shchimira, Shekosov Matana, or a Shchimira, a person who's dying, who wrote a gift. And this gift, even though it takes effect immediately, right, a Shchimira takes effect immediately, the gift takes effect immediately, nonetheless, Chozerbo, he's allowed to renege on the deal until he actually dies, and then it takes effect permanently. So, in this case, again, I lost my train of thought.
There's no qualifications here if it's all his property or part of his property.
Well, let's see. Says more again. I'm going back along because I lost my train of thought. Bryce Misael Rabbi Abarchun of Rabbi Yochan. Bryce Kosev Daitike, a Bori who wrote a will, Shchimer Shkosev Matana, and a Shchimer wrote a gift. Chozerbo is allowed to renege. Bori Shkosev Daitike, Chozerbo, a person who wrote a will, can renege. Vlo Od, who Bori, meaning as law, even though he's still. Obviously, he's still healthy, and that's why he can renege. Udekava saw, from this we can deduce that similarly, Shchimer Shkosem Matana Chozerbo, that a Shchimer who writes a gift is Chozerbo. What is the scenario? As long as he's Shchimer. So therefore, just like the Bari can renege on his will, as long as he's still healthy, which is until he dies, so the Shchimer can renege on his gift as long as he's still a Shchimer, which means until he dies or until he gets well. So yes, even if he only wrote a partial gift, that's correct. Even if he only wrote a partial gift so far, he can renege on that and change his mind as long as he's still a Shchimira. Okay? Once he gets healthy or once he dies, that's when things are etched in stone. But as long as he's Shchimira, he can continuously change his mind in the middle.
So is the distinction between the two is the Bari wrote it down and the Shchimira said it verbally?
Well, that's generally the difference. A Bari must write a will in order for the will to have any meaning whatsoever. A Shchimira does not have to write a will. A Shchimira is verbal. There are certain types of transactions which a Shchimira performs, which when he writes them down, have all of the authority vested in them as a true kinyan, which means that the Shchimira cannot renege on the deal. And so I hear, to simplify matters, we're talking about a case where the Shchimira gave it verbally as opposed to writing it down, so it shouldn't take on the character of a Matnas Bori. Okay? Oh, because you talked about the concept of Karka Koshu.
If he talks, it's okay. If it's oral.
Yeah, if it's oral, it's okay, for sure. Okay. Karka Koshu, a small amount of land, yeah. Is chayv and pay at the same time, and there's all sorts of ramifications about gifts, okay, of a person who's dying. So, yeah, it's a kind of off on a tangent, but that's how we got onto it. Okay. Ezug daitike. What is a daitike? Date le kayim v'lamod. This should be to stand and to be sustained. Literally, to be extant and to stand. V'meis, he knows from the chos and the pony that if a person dies, his property should be given to so-and-so. That's a daitiki. Ezi matono, what's a gift? I recall the chasai in the suni pony where I say, all my property should be given to so-and-so. Matono me'achshav. A gift from now. V'shetehe kosaba me'ayom. And it should write in it from today. Now, in this case, where you wrote in it me'ayom, or the Mepharshim asks, what them to treat Me'achshav Me'ayom is, and I think both of them have the same import. When you write Me'achshav Me'ayom, then it even supersedes the Matnas Shchimira. In other words, even if the person survives, he loses it. If he writes Me'ayom or Me'achshav, so then the gift is permanent regardless of whether he survives or demises.
Not exactly. It's the land.
No. You're thinking about when he didn't write Me'ayom or Me'achshav, but if he wrote Me'ayom or Me'achshav, it means that it should take effect immediately. Then it takes effect regardless of whether he actually whether he actually left himself something or not. Okay?
I thought if he recovered, it would just be the land.
Not where he wrote the term Me'ayom from today or Me'achshav from now.
No.
Okay? Says in Gemara, ask the Rabbi Gurion. Now, assuming that he didn't write that in, actually the Rabbi Gurion, the brother Rabbi Gurion, Kosus Lenichse Lachua, wrote, sister Rabbi Gurion wrote all of her property over to her brother. to one of her brothers. Solak Achua Rabba, her older brother came, Paisa, and started persuading her, because of lay, and then she wrote over property to an older brother. Asoy now, then she dropped dead. Questions, who gets the property? Asoy Ufto Komi Rabbi Ami. So this Maisa came from Rabbi Ami. Omar, and he said, Hokinam Rabbi Yochan, this Rabbi Yochan said, Choserbo. That's what we said on the top of the page. You can renege. So therefore it goes to the big brother, not the little brother. Rabbi Zeir said, Lo Moda Rabbi Yochan, she Choserbo, Me Yom Shein, Yochel Lachserbo. Wait, but this is a case where the woman wrote, the deceased sister wrote, Me Hayom, from today. Oh, you write from today. There's no backsies. So she wrote Me Ayom to the younger brother. That's it. Shere Yochel Achzerbo. Asar Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Avo came and said, in fact, the same thing. Named Rabbi Yochanan and Yochel Achzerbo. You can't renege. Asar Rabbi Lo. Rabbi Lo. And in there, I think it says Rabbi Ela. Does it say Rabbi Ela? Yeah. And here it says Rabbi Lo. Somebody from Australia wrote me. Somebody learned through Rishalmi, he wrote me that they used to have a shear there, now defunct, in which they spent, the guy who gave shear couldn't figure this out for minutes, I should say. But it says, he thought it's Asa Rebbe, Lo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. But it's Lo is the guy's name here. It's Rebbe Lo, and that's why there, and that shot, it says Elo instead of Lo, but it's the same idea. Asa Rabbi Lo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Lo came and said, name Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Yochel Lachzer, he cannot renege on the deal. Okay, Rabbi Lo came and said, Eino Yochel Lachzer, once he wrote Me Ayom, V'Ana Rabbi Imi, and Rabbi Imi was enlightened by this, V'Choser Uvda, and he returned his psak. In other words, he said that, in fact, all the money here goes to the younger brother, not the older brother, because when she wrote the property over to the younger brother, she wrote Mehayom. Okay? Rav Omar, Rav says, B'mizake Ayodel. Now, this is going back to the Mishnah, even though there's no heading here like the Bavli has. This is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the halacha is that if a woman accepted even a small parcel of land in lieu of Riksuva, despite the fact that it's not up to the value of Riksuva, she loses Riksuva as a result. That now becomes in lieu of Riksuva, and she doesn't get Riksuva. So Rav Omar bin Mizaka, there, Rav says, it's only, it said all the Mishnah, I should add, I have to add, said the Mishnah that it's when she gets a portion with the brothers. In other words, the dying husband slash father is apportioning his property, apportions of some property to her along with her brothers. So Rav Amar bin Mizaka Ayadeh, specifically where he appoints her to be the person in control. She's Mizaka. He apportions through her because there, since she's achieving some degree of significance as a result, she's Moichel, she is Moichel, she is willing to forego the rest of her Ksuva. Shmuel Amar Mechayev, now Shmuel says he doesn't have to actually do she doesn't have to actually be involved in the apportionment, but she does have to be present, and that's be done in front of her. Rabbi Yezir Rechina Amar Mikuli Ksuva Shanokan. Rabbi Yezir Rechina said this is a kula by Ksuva. Obviously, this is a great way for a husband to get off the hook of his Ksuva. So it's a kula by Ksuva. V'chein tani bar kapora mikulei ksuva shonokan. And so too bar kapora said, this is one of the coolest of ksuva. Rabbi Bo said, time of the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, logic Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, lo sof dover is so compelling, I should say, that lo sof dover ksuva mono messiah, this is not just true where ksuva is only for 100 or 200 bucks. She had an astronomically large ksuva the moment she accepted a small piece of land for it. Tough luck. Mikule ksuva shanokan. This is one of the leniencies of ksuva, that she loses her ksuva as a result.
What is this business with the ksuva that she has to be there?
When he apportions property to all the brothers, all his sons, including her, and he gives her a portion as well. Even though a portion is worth less than her ksuva, she loses the remainder of her ksuva. Okay, next page. 38, skipping on it here. You to the test on the base. HaKosin Nechos of Lavdo. If somebody writes his property to his slave, Yotza Ben Chorin, then that includes all of his property and includes the slave himself. So slave Yotza Ben Chorin. Shia Kako Koshu, if she left some land, however, Lo Yotza Ben Chorin, in that case, the slave does not go free. Why? Because we give, according to Tanakama, we give the slave the status of karka, and just like you left some of the karka, perhaps you left the slave as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Olamu Ben Chorin, Rabbi Shimon says the slave is free. At Shiyomar Reiko, the Chaslein is Suni Leponi, until you say all my property is given over to so-and-so, Avdi, my slave, Chutz Miecho Miribo Shebohan, except for 1/1000th of them. Now, Farshim explained, I got a new parish on payer, courtesy of Moish Khan, whose uncle wrote the book, Leo Levy, courtesy of Dr. Spadel, who delivered it then to me. But this is this is very good sefer on Masech de Peah. So here he says that it's clear that there can be three ways of looking at a slave. A slave can either be looked at as real estate. A slave can be looked at as movable property. And a slave can be looked at as neither, but as the slave. Shocking concept, right? So when you look at a slave as real estate, that means if a master wrote all of his property to a slave, exclusive of some real estate, then that might also exclude the slave, and the slave does not go free because he's not written over to himself. If you hold a slave as like metalklin, then if a master retains the right to some metalklin, to some movable objects, then that would preclude the slave going free because the slave might be also remainder together with the metalklin. Rabbi Shimon holds a third thing. Rabbi Shimon holds that a slave is neither. And therefore, in order for us to suspect that the slave is remainder, the owner would have to write, I'm giving you all my property except for 1/10,000th of it. Well, 1/10,000th doesn't specify whether it's real estate or metalklin, but in that case, it might be the third category, which is slaves. Okay? And that the Gemara bears out, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yatza, B'shem Rabbi Yatza, Rabbi...
It's a fiddish to say that, an eved is a property unto itself.
Yeah, it is a fiddish. Granted.
We never had that in...
No, we never had in Bavli. But the Yohu Yushami is in the Bavli, you'll see that also the Kavanaki says here. Says, look at the Gemara's Psak here. Rabbi Yassim Shem Rabbi Lezer said, Shir Metalklin Lo Saklum. If you left over Metalklin, it does not include an Eved. Why? I'm sorry. I apologize. Rabbi Yassim Shem Rabbi Yassim says, Shir Metalklin Lo Saklum, the Eved does not go free. Because an Eved is like Metalklin. I say the metalkin which are left over include the evid, so that doesn't work. When the ma'isa came from Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi said his name Rabbi Lezer. Amari said, "Svasaim yishak meishu dvarim nechochim, may lips be kissed which say such beautiful things." So he was posking that an evid is in fact metalkin, right? And therefore, if you mishayim metalkin, that includes the Eved. In fact, though, the way we paskin, an Eved is what? Who remembers? An Eved is karka. That's right. Not like the Yerushalmi.
I don't remember
even entertain the possibility. I don't recall if we entertain the possibility, and I think we do. But in any event, oops. Sorry. Here's the Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. We don't paskin like the here's the Chapsak, the Shulchan Aruch here. They are Kosev called the Chos of Lavdo. If somebody wrote all of his property to a slave, Yotze Lecheres, the slave goes free. Shu Bichlal Nechosim, because the slave is a good property. Mekon Atzma Bichlal Nechosim, he acquires himself to go with the property. Avalim Shia Mikzas Nechosim, if the person left over some of the property, Bein Bekarka, Bein Metalklin. Whether Bekarka or Metalklin. Ben Pirshir, Ben Lo Pirshir, whether he specified the remainder or not. Whether you have other property or not. If he wrote, I'm giving you yourself and all my property, except for one small thing, so we pass it to Shir no matter what. Whether he left over Metalklin or whether he left over Karkos, regardless, the Eved does not go free. Okay? Which is really like, not like anybody here, essentially. It's not like Tanakhama, it's not like Reb Shimon, not like the Gemara. Okay? Because we paskin like everybody, that any type of shear that affects the Eved and the Eved doesn't go free. Okay. Hachaloch Malbenos. Let's go to the next parak. Let's get back to Peah. Mr. Zuber asked about the tangent. Now we're getting back to Peah. Peah must be given connected to the ground.
It's okay when you do it, because then the more that I learn,
then I remember it.
Yeah,
that's
so bad.
Peah is given when it's connected to the ground. Bidolis of a dekel, however, if it's a grape which is trellised and it's growing high up in the sky, with a dekel or it's a palm tree, ba'abais moi de mechalik l'aniyim. The ba'abas must take it down and divide up to aniyim. Why is that? It seems like... What? He has to go up the tree and get the stuff down for them, to pay it down for them. They don't climb up the tree. It seems that it's because of sakana, because it's dangerous to climb up the tree, so the Baal HaBas has to do it. Okay, the Mara is going to discuss that.
It's dangerous for him too.
Yeah, but that's his crop. He's got to do it anyway, right? He decided to grow the crop. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Abi Chilukei Agoizim. This is true even by nut trees. They're also dangerous. Now here comes a very interesting point. Afilu Tishim V'Tishanim Omrim L'Chalik. Even if 99 aniyim say, let's divide up equitably, everybody gets the same amount, v'echod ha'imer lavuz, and one says, no, let's all race and compete for it. We listen to the one guy out of 100. Shoyimer ka'locha, that's ta'locha. There is no equitable distribution by Peah. It's first come, first serve, right? Free for all. However, by trees, it's the opposite. By those of Dekel, probably again because of the danger, we don't listen to him. I feel Tisha Matisha Amin Lavuz, even 99 say we want to raise up the trees. The Alkanam El Chaik wants us to divide down here below. Shremim, we listen to him, Shomar Kalocha, because here if the proper way to distribute it is for the Baal Bos to distribute it on the ground. Okay? Ksiv, it says, how do we learn all this? Ksiv, it says, Lotachala Peas Sotcha. It says, do not cut off or complete the corner of your field. Mikan, from here to derive, Shapea niteres m'mukhur b'lakar, the pay is given when the pay is still m'mukhur b'lakar, still connected to the ground. Yoch hafilu b'del, those of that, because it's true even by a tree, a grapevine, or a palm tree. Tam lomar, no, because the pasuk says katsir. Ma kotim yuchat cut your harvest. Ma kotim yuchat shakotim moishabo. Just like a kotir is that which is a koton, a small person, not necessarily a child, but a small person can harvest, right? In other words, he can grasp the grain and harvest it. Kigado, just like as if he's a large person. Yotzu adalas v'dekel, this precludes a grapevine. And a palm tree, Shena Cotton Moshe Boki Godo, where a cotton, a small person, can harvest, not harvest it like a large person. So if that's the case, we say, when do you leave the pail in the sod? When do you leave it connected to the ground? When it's cuts here, when it's grain harvest, or the like. But when it's going much higher, when it's not included in cuts here, then you don't leave it in the field. You harvest it first and then give it to the Aniyim afterwards. Okay? So if according to this, it sounds like it's a doraisa, right? Sounds like we're going after a pasuk. Says the Gemara further, a similar idea. Eat the boy mishmana minado. Some of you want to learn that from here. Tazov, it says, Tazov, leave it. Hanach lifneim. Leave it for them. Tvua bikosha, the grain in its stalks. Tilson, a type of flax. Baamir in its stalks. Tamarim, and dates mechabdos in their clusters. Yochol, is that true? That you leave it there in that situation for aniyim to get? Yochol, av v'dolis v'dekel. Okay, do I say the same thing is true about a tree? Tam lomar osam. It says only they. Osam is a mute. Only low growing plants. Marisolo Larabo says, Elu Hotia Selu. Why do you say only low growing plants and not high growing plants? Achashariba Kosumi, since the Pasuk has one inclusion and one exclusion. Marbani Selu Shem Shel Sakona. I include those which are not a sakona that you leave for the aniyim mechubar lekarka, that are connected to the ground, and let the aniyim come and take it. Motzei yisayim, and I exclude those shem shel sakona which involve a danger. Now, before we go on, there's a big problem here. The big problem is that it says here that a dekel, you bring it down for the aniyim. But it says, mechabdo shel tzmorim, the clusters of dates you leave up for the aniyim to take. What grows on palm trees?
Dates.
So which is it? The clusters of the palm trees are the dates. Are you leaving them on the tree for the aniyim to take? Or are you taking it off the tree for the aniyim to get to distribute to the aniyim? So they fortunately give various different answers.
Maybe cut down the palm itself and the clusters on the palm.
You never cut down the palm. No, it's bad. Then nobody would ever cut down the palm.
A cluster versus individual.
It could be that there's a between a cluster and individual dates. It could, others say the clusters hang dangle down. When they're large clusters, they dangle down. I think that, however, if I recall, that with clusters you can throw, following on your attack, with clusters you can throw clumps of dirt at them and cause them to come down. In fact, Gemara Baba Kama and other places, I think, discusses that. So you throw things at them, they come down, and that Danim can do. But if they're individual dates and they're not growing in clusters, then to go up on top, that you don't, Danim don't do, and you cut it down for them. Right. But so the... Yeah. So that is a point to the question is how to reconcile the two things. Now, here comes a very interesting Gemara. This is it's not so much interesting for itself, but rather because it's a case study in how to deal with Yerushalmi. Next Gemara. Mechubar ve'eino mechubar. Now, according to most Mefarshim, Mechubar Veinu Mechubar means, does it become payoff? When it's giving them payoff a tree, and you're taking it down, when does it get its shame payoff? Does it get its shame payoff while it's on the tree, like any other payoff? Or does it only get its shame payoff when it's on the ground? You hear the question? Does it get its name of payah while it's still on the tree? Does it only get classified as payah once it hits the ground? That would be mechubar veino mechubar. However,
we had similar discussion with respect to the grain itself.
The grain itself, we had similar discussion, right. However, according to the Gra, the gear says mechubar, double vav. O eino mechubar. And according to the Kavanoki, the question is, Is it the Oraisa or the Rabbana? Mechuvar means something which is clear, and that would imply the Oraisa. Eino Mechuvar is something which is unclear, which would imply the Rabbana. And that would, the question for that is whether this halacha that the aniyim don't get on the tree, but rather off the tree, is that a Oraisa issue, or is that a Rabbana issue? Be that as it may, what's the nafkimina? Who cares whether it's mechubar, eino mechubar, or mechuvar, o eino mechuvar? How do we read the Gemara further? So it says Gemara, in temar kore shem, in temar mechubar. If you're going to say mechubar, meaning either that while it's on the tree it comes peah, or that it's a din d'oraisa, then kore shem peah l'malon. Now, you can then call it peah when it's on top of the tree. Now, if that works out good, if you hold the girsa of mechubar, then it works out well, right? In Tamar mechubar, if you say that it's mechubar, that you can make a peah when it's still connected, so you make it, give it a shem peah on the tree, lemalon, on the tree itself. But according to the girsa of the goy, you have to change it here. They say in Tamar mechuvar, if you're going to say it's the raisa, then when does it become payah? Use your thinking caps. If the raisa, you got to take it off the tree for the guy, for the ani. So when does it become payah?
When it's on the ground.
When it's on the ground. So the, according to the gears of the Gra, the Kavanaki changes the gears so here. It says in Tamar Mechubar Kore Shem Peo Lematon. Right? Now vice versa. In Tamar Enu Mechubar, which according to the conventional wisdom is, if you're going to say it becomes Peo when it's off the tree, Kore Shem Peo Lemata, then of course you call it Peo when it's down below. According to the Gra's Girsa, it is in Tamar Enu Mechubar, if it's going to say it's Durabonon. So then, Korib Shem Peya Lemailon. Of course, the Dindarabonan cannot cancel the Dindaraisa. And the Dindaraisa that becomes Pay on the tree. You're going to be Machmir, because the Sakonan have the Baal Boss take it down, but still becomes Pay on top. Now, what's enough to mean if it's Pay on top of the tree or Pay down to below? Who cares? If you're going to say the Shem Peya is already on the tree, who's got to pay for the, get the pay off the tree? Who's got to pay? If it's already pay on the tree, the aniyim have to pay for the expenditure of the Baal Boss taking it down. In Tamar, if you're going to say it becomes pay only when it's off the tree, so otsah, then the expenditure is Mishal Baal Bais. Okay? Says my few tamar koreshem peyla malon. The truth is, even if you call pay already on top of the tree, it doesn't make a difference. He trichol baal bayis shateo tzor shalo. They put the burden upon the baal boss that he should pay the expenditure out of his own pocket. Ribnei asakona, because of the danger. Okay, tani b'sher mer. We learn the name mer. Kol yano sakona. All trees are dangerous. You never let an oni go up on a tree, even a short one. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir lo darsh ktsir. Rabbi Meir didn't darsh the word ktsir, and therefore he said even short trees, even where it's possible for somebody of small stature to harvest, doesn't matter. All trees are dangerous. The Baal Boss has got to take it. What's the type of tree which is chayv? You know, one which you machnis lukim, like grapes and olives. So it says, actually, I think I read it. I apologize. I read it wrong. Says more, Rabbi Meir lo darish ktir, Rabbanan darish ktir, Kama darish ktir. All the nations, everybody darish ktir. What's Rabbi Meir saying? It's a blanket statement that there's no tree which is, well, no tree which the Badanim go to collect from? How could this be? Everybody darish ktir, which means short trees, should be left up to the Oni to harvest himself. El Rabbi Meir, Meir, Kol Ilono Sakona, you're right. In the Doraisa, there's no question. If theoretically speaking, there are some trees which are harvested by the Baal Boss, and he gives the pay out of it on his own. There are other trees which the Baal Boss, let me restate that. There are some trees in which the Baal Boss leaves Danim the pay on the tree, and the other trees in which the Baal Boss takes the pay off the tree and distributes to Danim. That's not the right, so there must be a dichotomy between Kotzer and not Kotzer. Rather, Elo Rameh Omar, Koi Lona Sakon, he said, the Rabbonon, we regard all trees as being dangerous, and therefore we never let Danim go themselves. Rabbonon, Rabbonon said, Ain't Sakona Elo Adoli Svadeku Bovad. Doli Sakona is by, yeah, which is trellis grapevines, and by palm trees.
I'm better when I go out.
Right, you're certainly better for entertainment when you get back. Rabbi Chanina v'shem Reish Lakish. Rabbi Chanina said the name Reish Lakish. Maisa shemesu chamisha achin. There's a maisa. The five brothers died. B'chamisha chaluke egoizim, with five nut trees. Which our Mishnah said, you leave the pay on the tree. So he is obviously sustaining Rabbi Meir and saying that even nut trees which grow down low to the ground never can tell where somebody's going to die in harvesting them, and therefore the Baal Boss should harvest all the trees. Says Mara, Baal Bais Shekora Shem Peah. If a Baal Bais left Peah out in the field, the Kila, and he then took away the Peah, destroyed it, right? He harvested it. So he transgressed the Navera. Do not destroy your field and its harvest. In other words, he transgressed that law of he designated the payah. He transgressed the law of destroying the payah. What about Loker Hashem Peya, if he didn't call Peya, in other words, he didn't designate Peya, the Kila, and then he eradicated and he shorted his field down without leaving Peya at all, he never even designated it. So, according to the Pashup shot in the Gemara Yerushalmi, same Pashup. Whether he designated Peya or not, he transgressed Avera. But the Kavanaki has a girsa here. His girsa is Lo Kora Shem Peya Vakila. If he didn't designate Peya and eradicate it, then in that case he transgresses the Sefer of the Pasuk. It's not a girsa in Yerushalmi, it's a Perush in Yerushalmi. He transgresses the Sefer of the Pasuk, says Lo Ani Vlager Tazov Asam. It says Lo Zechal Peya Asam Chavukut Terech Lo Ani Vlager Tazov Asam. And we know the Yerushalmi very often, even when it means to quote the end of the Pasuk, just brings the beginning of the Pasuk. So Yerushalmi is saying, according to Kavanaki, if you designate Peya and then didn't leave it, that's called Lo Zechal, you transgress the law of Lo Zechal Peya Asam Chavukut Terech. If you didn't designate Peya at all, then you're transgressing the mitzvah saseh of Loni Vlager Tazov Asam, leaving it to the poor person.
So what's the difference?
When you get Malkus from, when you don't.
You don't care.
The truth is, you won't get Malkus anyway because you can make restitution. The question is if you transgress. The question is whether you may, we give you transgress a lo sase or not say. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hidnu Beinayim. What about they made a deal and they said, listen, guys, all that you made a deal said, the Ambos and said, yeah, Rebut, Rebalabos. We made a deal. We want to climb up the trees. Ain't show me what. We do not listen to them. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm sorry. That's not the exact trace. Not the exact case. They made a deal that they didn't want to go up the trees. But what's the Baalbayit supposed to do when he takes the off the trees? He's supposed to take the stuff off, the fruit off, and distribute it evenly down below. It's all that needs. Let's say they said, you know what, you, Reb Balabas, you go up on the tree, and you throw it down. And we'll grab, because grabbing is the way to go, right? We said in the Mishnah, grabbing is the way to go, do with the Baal. So don't give it to us, distribute it evenly, throw it down and we'll go first come, first serve. And we'll trample over each other and we'll have fun doing it. Ain't Shremian Lem, says the Gemara, we don't listen to them. El Baabais Chal Piyoto Baabos should distribute it evenly. Why? Shema Yir Aloni Midai to Biyash Lefanav. Because maybe he'll say one oni, he'll say, "Oh, I like that oni," and then when he starts throwing the fruit, start throwing it all at him. So therefore, in order to prevent such abuse of the system, a la Chicago style, so therefore we make him come down and distribute it evenly. Similarly, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Av Droima, boy asked, "Kilo Et Sadeu," a person. Cut down his whole field. He didn't leave pay out in the field. So Choser pay lo morim. In that case, we know he gives pay from the sheaves, right? In that case, I feel is a little bit difficult, but I mean, even in this case, Barbais has to distribute evenly. He can't just throw it out and say, "Here, guys, come and take." Why? Because there too, shalo yir eloni midai to be ashen in front of him. He might see none he likes and throw a whole sheave in front of him. So in this case also, where he forgot and didn't leave the pear on the field, when he distributes it from the sheaves, he's got to distribute it evenly. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Yeah.
The pear starts on those palm trees and starts. Yeah. It's pear automatically up there. He designates it, right?
Yes. Well, I assume he has to harvest the first. No, I assume he has to harvest the first fruit here before he can designate Peah.
So
he has to harvest some before leaving the others as Peah. One fruit? Yeah, one olive, one grape. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Not al miksas hapeah. Now you have an oni. Who's a
sword?
I don't know. I'm not sure how to describe him. He wants to get a lot of pay up. He's greedy. That's the word. Right. Thank you. Not a pay. Hard word, right? Not to make those pay. It took a little bit of pay. The only took a little bit of pay. Bizarre Kalashar. Right? He had one sheaf of paint. He said he saw a whole bunch of other paint. He threw it on and said, now it's all mine. I claimed it by throwing the sheaf already gathered on it. And Loklum. Loklum, not only... There are more Yerushalmi tapes over there. Brachos staff 8? Oh, you're going nice and slow.
Brachos staff 15.
Oh, 15. Okay.
Yeah, right. Well,
okay. Here we have a spare. Nothing means to pay a bizarre go shark. Ain lo bo klum. We're in pay a daf kol falaf.
Oh, you're past
brachos. Yeah, we're way past brachos. Again, not the mitzvah of paying bezorak l'shar. He took a little bit of pay and threw it on the rest. Ain lo boklum. We take away from him everything, even the pay he had to begin with. It doesn't take away from him. Nafla, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Nafla la, similarly, if he fell on the pail, he dived on the pail. We pierced the lisa, he spread his towels on it. Marvino said, man, we take him away from it. Became a leket, same thing applies by leket, forgotten pears, isolated pockets of grain. Became bom reshukon sotu by forgotten sheaves. Only somebody has less than 200 zuz.
That's the definition of money?
It's the definition. They have to show their 1040. They have to have less than 200 zuz. Okay? I'm sure the Gemara will get to later on. Tani b'sherim may, we learn the name right there. Kotzino so motzim menu satolish v'sa mechubra. Like I said to you, we take away from him or even that which he already harvested and that which he now threw his stuff on. Akdu mezin. Till now, we only mezin. But the truth is, it's true even shogeg. Is it true even by shogeg? And even the stuff that you already bundled, we take everything away from him. Since he acted in a greedy fashion, we sock it to him, we take everything away.
This is what he really
gathered on his own. That's right. Okay?
Pick it with his hands.
Yeah. Let me just. Yeah, let's take it piece by piece. Let me just show. Okay. Tani b'sherim meir. We just did. Sorry. Reb Shirin Lokish b'shum arba koin bardlo said the following: Adam zoichel chaveru b'mitzia. A person can, if I see a lost object, and I want to acquire it for you, I can do so. However, there's an important line missing here, which I think is in the Rosh Hashanah and is certainly in the Kavanaki. Adam zoichel chaveru b'mitzia. Thank you. As long as the Metzia is in 4 Amos. This is a very interesting Kenyan. Let's talk about Metzia, the Kenyan of Arba Amos.
Is it Kenyan Arba Amos? Is that a Kenyan Chatzar?
It's only a Kenyan Darabonim.
But Arba Amos, the reason why, isn't the reason why you could Kona something because, I'm just asking you, not that makes a difference.
We don't know exactly why Arba Amos works. The Bavli makes it the Kona Darabonim. The Bavli holds the Bavli
from the concept of a kinyan chatzar.
It could be comes from chatzar, but it's not. It's the Gemara itself doesn't make that logic. It might be the. I think Tosfos there says that logic of chatzar, if I'm not mistaken. But the Bavli itself does not bring down logic of chatzar. This is all off the cuff, but I'm pretty sure that the Gemara itself does not bring down logic of chatzar. But here, it sounds like it's the Raisa, because we bring that pasuk here, which the Bavli does not bring down. It's a difficult pasuk. But the pasuk is David HaMelech is talking to Shlomo before his death, and he's telling him, he's giving him his last will and testament, part of which appears in Malachim. This is from Divrei Yomim. He says, "Vani b'oni, I in my poverty," and that's going to be the critical word. "I in my poverty, hachinoisi lebeis Hashem, I prepared for the house of God, zav kikorim me'elef, 100,000 kikorim of gold." The kesef elef halofin kikarim and silver thousands upon thousands of kikarim unchoshesu b'dil and for copper and for bronze and mishpukas gold. There was no weight above and beyond any weight and measure. Kilo rovaya, because it was very much. Veitim ma'avoni machinosi. I prepared wood and stone as well. Falei tosif, and when you build a base on mikdash, you should add on that. In other words, I have treasures stored up for the Beis HaMikdash, for building the Beis HaMikdash. Use those and tack on. Okay?
What are they putting on the Beis
HaMikdash? All the treasures which David collected.
Yeah, and they don't have it now?
What do you mean?
Everything that he collected, yeah.
No, David had it, and he's telling Shlomo collect more.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the puzzle. No. They're used. Okay. They're gone. Don't get any ideas.
Now, back.
Is this different than
Zachman Shlomo?
Is this whole discussion here?
Yeah, Zachman Shlomo is when I own something already. You know, it's if I own a pen and I want to be mezakeh to somebody, but here I don't own the mitzvah. The chiddush is I can to take a mitzvah which I don't own and be mezakeh to somebody else. Now, the thing is, the question is, so how do we learn from this pasuk? Everybody has grave difficulties. How do we extrapolate from this pasuk the concept of Kinyan Dalet Amos? So the thing is, the question is how David got this property. David got this property in war, when he conquered other lands. Yet David calls himself an Ani. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. How can he be an Ani? He just has all these property. Right? So the Gemara says, Gemara's deducing, he must have been maktish the property as he was acquiring it. So he never got enriched by it. How could that work? It must be that if you're within our Dalet Amos of the property, you can be maktish it to the Beis HaMikdash by the principle of Mizaki Oda Mitzil Chaveiro. He was Mizaki these things to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara doesn't buy that, though. Yes.
Except there's a separate problem. That if it's Dalet Amos and it's based upon
Chatzer,
the rule is that Hektish, Chatzer Mitam Yad and Ein Yad LeHektish. So that wouldn't work for Hektish.
It wouldn't work for Hektish if Chatzer Mitam Yad.
Right.
No, it would work anyway. That means Hektish itself has no Chatzer, but you can make your Chatzer work for Hektish.
Where does the Dalet Amos come in?
You can make your chutzah work for Hektish. That's the Mizakim Metzia to
the
Hektish.
The Dalet Amos?
That's what the Yerushalmi is assuming, that David acquired it through the Kinyan of Dalet Amos. When he came to four Amos of each piece of gold, he was Mizakim to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the logic. So says Gemar, Rav Yishur said, wait a minute. Rav Yishur, boy, we can ask. But man on Kayam, what are you talking about? Imatok Arba Amos. If it wasn't David's Dalet Amos, Oshiru. So he became rich because it became his first. Imichutz Arba Amos. If it's outside the Arba Amos, Yeshua Makdush Rav Shin Shlo, it's not yet his. How can he be Makdush it? Vikaimunu, so says Rabbi Yeshua, basically what we said before. Now the Gemara is really just expounding on the issue. Vikaimunu, we sustain the concept, but Makdush Rishon Rishon, as each of the objects came into his Dalet Amos, he was Makdush it, and therefore he never came rich. So interesting. From the word paskia, we learn kinyan al amos is like a deraisa. The Gemara rejects it. Rabbi Yom said, "Mao bon yi." Don't think David really was poor. You're saying that since David calls himself poor, it must be he himself was never zoich in this money. Says the Gemara, David was rich anyway. He was filthy rich. He was a king. So what? But why does he say bon yi? Shein hashirus lifnei mishom arvoi olam. How could somebody, a bus or a dumb, a human being, say, I'm rich? When he's talking about building stuff for God. So it was a side of humility David was expressing. He wasn't revealing his balance sheet to Shlomo. He was expressing himself as a humble person. David, after another interpretation, Bon Yi, Shemis Ane, Umakti, Sudasu Shamayim. David used to fast a lot. Turn the page. David used to fast a lot. He used to give his sudas to Shemayim. No, it's not that he, and our ani means not that he was poor, but rather that he afflicted himself. He knew him. He underwent afflictions in his service of God. Okay. Ace of Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi B'Shem Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yaakov, he asked the name of Reish Lakish. But Ninon, didn't we learn? Rasa Metzia of enough Allah left, so we saw Metzia. And he fell upon it. Somebody else came and grabbed it. It says the second guy gets it.
Thank you,
Benjamin. It's a kasha. Because if you say Arbam is a coin, how can the second guy take it? Second guy's not allowed to take it. The first guy got it was Dalet Amos. So it says, this comes back to your concept of chatzar. Amletifatek shlomar yizkuli arba amas shali. This story about case, we didn't say I want to be zochel through arba amas. Arba amas requires a conscious decision. Otherwise, ein ladover soif. Every time I come within four amas of something, which is hefker, it should be mine. Arba amas requires a specific cognition and statement that I want to use arba amas. So therefore, if I come and I want to fall on something, there's no kinyan of falling on something. I could have used arba amas had I called it. But I don't call arba amas by falling as I don't make a kinyan. Somebody else can come and grab it out from under me.
Doesn't every
literally
kinyan imply intent, though?
Excuse me?
Doesn't every kinyan have to? How can you have a kinyan of something without it?
One could make a chotzer, be kinyan for himself, anything which enters the chotzer, even without expressly saying, I want to use the chotzer for that. Well, actually, you're right. It has to be used with intent. I take that back. Yes, every kinyan is like that.
Yeah.
It's probably, you're right. It's not necessarily that great a chiddush. That's true. So says the Gemara, Vatani, in another case, and this will have the same answer. Vatani, we learn in our Mishnah, Nafla left, the only falls in it, appears to Lisa Leah, where he spreads his towel on him, Avirno, so he meant we take him away from it. Amalei Oji, so he said that's also a case. Shalom, I used to be Arba Amosha. We didn't say I should be Zelka with my four Amos. Vatai Rebbe Chia, didn't Rebbe Chia say, Shtaim Shum is Gatshin Ol Omer, two people who were fighting over an Omer, a Sheev, Uvo Ani Acher, and a third Ani came cut from his name, and he grabbed it out from one of them. Zelkabo, he was Zelkin at the third guy. Amalei said, "Oh, he." So that's also Shlomar Yiskuli Arbam. So neither one of these guys who was fighting over it said, "I want to get it. We can be zayich with my Arbam Shuli." Am Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe Chia said, "Interesting thing. Zu begitten. Arbamos works by gitten. In other words, if a get falls within four amos of a woman, it's hers. Mashekim matona. You can't give a matona through the vehicle of Arbamos. Interesting concept." In a chutzir, yes, but not in a zar ba'amus b'rishus harabim. Because by get, you have to convey it to her. That's considered to be conveyed to her. By matana, he has to acquire it. There's no acquisition of zar ba'amus by matana. It's a fascinating concept. This really indicates it's the rabbon.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes sense.
The pasuk though for get, it says biyada, nosna biyada, in her hand.
Yes, there is.
But there also, so
biyada we're learning here means in her jurisdiction.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Yeah, you're right. It's a big chiddush. This is not a small chiddush. This is a big chiddush.
No, if we're saying it works for get, how could it not work for matana?
What?
What I don't understand is how could a work for get and not matana?
There's a famous thesis on that, and in Gittin, I forgot just what he says. You give me a Gittin. It's Gittin, I
talk about it too.
Yeah.
You can throw it by her, and it's good enough. If it's close, for a get.
Yeah, by get it has to be just closer to her,
yeah.
Even without the vehicle of our Bahamas.
Yeah.
And I forgot what Tosha says, but I think he says something he's explaining it.
I'm doing better when I run out, I'm telling you. This is terrible.
Soon you'll be outside the whole time.
This way I don't go to sleep. Look at it this way. I don't go to sleep this way. I fall asleep.
Yeah. Tyson says there has to be a place where she can be shomeret. Where she can be shomeret, considered yada even chutz la'ar ba'amos. First place on getting dafayin chesem base. So it's a din in shmira, not a din in dalet amos. That's what Tyson says there. Okay? If it's within her chotzer, or if it's in the Dalet Amos, then you might not need to have a din of Shmira. If it's outside Dalet Amos, work by Shmira. But the Rabbi Yochanan's main emphasis is that it doesn't work by Matona. It only works by Get. Okay? So it says the Gemara. Now here the Girsa is messed up again. More will distinguish. Says, let's look at the Ritbaz here. You might have the right gears in there anyway because it's the Rosh Tireleu. But now I'm going to read the Ritbaz here. The Ritbaz is a small print on the right margin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zubagiti Mashengi Matzora, Ruba the Rabbi Yochanan, Ruba the Reish Lakish. There's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, which goes against the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. What is that? Ruba the Reish Lakish. The Chiddush of Reish Lakish is Mai Metzia She'eno Zocha Ba Midas Acheres a Metzia, which doesn't work with somebody else's Mai Metzia She'eno Zocha Ba Midas Acheres. There's nobody else giving it to you. Okay? Nobody else gives you the Metzia, but you find it. Nonetheless, Dalad Amos Zocho slow. Nonetheless, a person's Dalad Amos work for him according to Reish Lakish. Matona Shezoche Bomidas Acheres. A Matona is superior. A Matona is somebody else who's giving it to you, right? So Kol Shekein, certainly it should, well, Kol Shekein should certainly work with our Bamas. So Reish Lakish's perspective is that, hey, I say by Metzia it works, right? By Metzia, one person is acting. It's harder to affect the kinyan where one person is acting on his own. Yet nonetheless, I say Dalad Amos works. Certainly that should be the case where somebody else is being maknet to me by Matana, that our Bamas should work for me. Okay, logic. If by Metzia, which is harder to enact, because there's only one person in doing everything on his own, if that case Arbamas works, certainly where two people are involved, a giver and a recipient, then Dalad Amos should work as well. The Das Acheres should make it better, not worse. That's what, that's Reish Lakish's perspective.
Can you look at it just the opposite also?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Can you look at it just
not according to this. Look what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold the exact opposite. Ruba Rabbi Yochanan, Chiddush is Rabbi Yochanan, of Rabbi Yochanan, Ruba means Chiddush. My Matana Shezoch Mamidas Acheres. If by Matana, where there is somebody else giving it to me, Ein Ezoch Mitoch Dalit Amos. Dalad Amos doesn't work. Metzia she'eno zocha midas acheres, a metzia where somebody else is not giving it to me, lo koshkein, certainly Dalad Amos doesn't work. So, and you see, it's both have different starting points, and both come to the opposite conclusions. By get, they all agree it works, because it's a din mishtamer. But by matona metzia, it's a big machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, it does, Rabbi Yishloi says, it works even by metzia. Whereas one person doing it on his own, certainly works by Matona where two people are involved. Rabbi Yochanan says the exact opposite, by Matona it doesn't work. Even though there are two people involved, certainly by Metzia it doesn't work as well. So they argue by both Matona and Metzia. That's what it comes out. Okay? Says more now again, this really makes sense only if you say it's all Drabbana. Okay? And let's go now to the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, which is where we pick up in the Gemara. Hey, see, Rabbi Zira, come Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zira has in front of Rabbi Yossi. Vatina chenlin and kiddushin. Wait a minute. You said by matana it doesn't work. Kiddushin is like a matana. And it says that by kiddushin, Dalad Amos works. The woman is zoiche in the ring as long as it was thrown into a Dalad Amos. Amar Leitzin, he said, he gittin he kiddushin. There's a special linkage made. A gzera shava between gittin and kiddushin. So whatever works by get works by kiddushin. So that's a special case. Vatanina, didn't we learn v'chein linyan chav? We learned that if I owe you money and I throw the money at you and lands in your Dalad Amos, that I'm yotzei repayment. So if I could be yotzei repayments by throwing it into your Dalad Amos, I should certainly be allowed to give a gift. By throw, the gift should take also effect if I throw into your Dalad Amos.
Oh,
it's Shusa Rabim, right. Amarlei. So he said, "Shekain im zlomer leizar kuli yam ye machulach machulach." That's different, because there it's as if the lender said to the borrower, "Throw it into the sea and I'll be machul you." In other words, the lender doesn't have to receive the exact money back in his hand. He has to come to an agreement with the borrower that if the borrower does X, Y, Z, the loan will be canceled. So therefore, you not, when the money is thrown into the Dalad Amos of the lender, it doesn't necessarily mean technically the lender acquires it. All it means is that the lender agrees to cancel the debt under that situation. So that's no raya to our case. Could be my matona didn't work. Because my matona, there's no such thing as the good recipient saying, oh, I agree that under those conditions it's as if I received it. There's no din in mechila on receiving a gift. But here the mechila works. Says, well, if that's the case, miato, if that's the case, I feel karv loiva zocha loiva. If that's the case, even if it falls closer to the borrower, let the borrower be off the hook. Zocha meaning learn, be off the hook. Vatin, and we learn that's not true, then we learn karv loiva, chayav loiva. It falls closer to the borrower, then the borrower still owes the money. Shekeni mamar leizakei what she can know. Says, well, that's of course different. Shekeni mamar zakei what she can is b'shusi, but I only nichnas b'shusi. This time out of the case where he said, throw into my possession, and then throw into my possession. That's why it doesn't work. Amar Rabbi Avor Revo said, koli lein hatuvta. Da'av Rabbi Zira musif kumi Rabbi Yasa. All these questions which Rabbi Zira asked for Rabbi Yasa. Reish Lakish Musi Rabbi Yochan. Reish Lakish holds Zaramas works by Matana as in front of Rabbi Yochan. Mekabuimine Rabbi Yochan received all these questions from him. Partly Bilan Bishnai, and he gave the same responses. So Lamaisa comes out that according to this Gemara, that Rabbi Yochan never conceded this point, and therefore you cannot acquire a gift with the kinyan of Arba Amos. One thing I said, it works for Rishus HaRabim. Not accurate. It works in a public domain, but not a Rishus HaRabim Mamish. It has to be like a simta, an alleyway, or a common courtyard, Carmelis, but not a full Rishus HaRabim, because there nobody has the right to assert their use of Arba Amos, at least according to the Bavli. Okay? All right, we'll stop here for today. Everybody should have a good yontif. Today's blot, by the way, is, I believe, Chav. Maybe Chav today was Dalet Sivan, and today's blot is Chav. So we're still a little bit ahead, although we will lose it all over Shmuel. What?
That's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
What were the two requirements of payos? Was Dover and
Iskayim? And Machnisa Lekium and also harvested all together at one time. The Kitaso Kachas.